Hello, you are watching and are listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. I am your host, Nicole Weaver, an entertainment writer, and we are continuing our recap of The Traitors Season 3. This one's Episode 6, and it's called The Dysfunctional Family. And once again, I am joined by my co-host, Quita Tinsley. Hi, Quita.
Hey there.
Hey there. And this week we have a guest. It is Mari Forth of the Crime Unseen podcast. She's talking about wrestling on Wrap Up and so much more on Recap Kickback.
Hello, so glad to be back. It feels like forever. I've been a little busy with
Hello,
small
Mari.
humans and all, so I'm glad that I could visit Black Bi Reality.
I'm so glad too. It has been probably a year. You were here when we kicked off our couple to thruple recap.
Fun, and I loved all of your your interviews after that. That was nuts. That was awesome.
Thank you. We are talking about The Traitor Season 3. Just quickly, what's your reaction so far on this season, Mari?
Talk about like a season that was going so well, and then white men happened, but all that aside, I am thoroughly entertained. I don't know if I don't know if I have a hot take or whatever, but I have now gotten to the point where I've watched all of the Traitors seasons, the UK seasons, New Zealand seasons, Australia seasons, Canada seasons, US seasons. I've now watched all of the seasons. And I have come to the conclusion that
Uh-oh.
the traitors, we need to stop taking the traitors so seriously. The beginning of this season made me think, wow, this is what it should be like. It should be fun, low stakes, guessing game. Because, newsflash, y'all, all this shit is luck. As somebody who competed in RHAP Traitors, the first iteration of it, as a faithful, you don't know what the fuck you're doing half the time. Like, there's nothing to go on. So why are we acting like you can be a strategy king on this type of show? It's not. Stop. This is a glorified house, like a house game that you could play with your friends at the crib. Like, let's stop going for strategic mastermind and let's go for entertaining train wreck. That's what Bob was giving us before his untimely banishment by the fun destroyer Boston Rob. So like, I have now come to the conclusion, I don't care. I don't care about your strategies. I don't care about the who's playing the best game. I want to be entertained. I want to see interpersonal relationships. I want to see people fight. I want to see drama. I want to see people accuse people and be wrong. I don't care. Shove your strategy. I want fun, messy entertainment. And I'm so sick that we started off so strong with fun, messy entertainment, and now it's all boring game bots. This, I'm a strategic mastermind, that, blah, 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 blah. This is not Big Brother. This is not Survivor. It is a game of dumb luck. That's
It's
my rant.
I think that's a fair rant. They are strict in this episode. Dolores and Tom were just trying to cook up something, and Derek said, "Pipe down, the adults are talking."
Yeah. That's all well and good, but shut up. Like, what? Let us have fun. Oh
No
my
fun.
God.
There's no fun to be had. The traitors aren't having fun, but I'm having fun because the traitors aren't having fun. They are miserable. They are sick of each other. And the beginning of this episode starts with them in the turret. Carolyn, she confronts Danielle and Rob, and Rob's just trying to get loud. He's like, "I'm trying to control this situation." But Carolyn's not. "You're running my name around everywhere. We gotta talk about this if we move forward." But it doesn't concern Rob, so Rob wants to push on. But Danielle denies trying to come after her, of course, and says that she didn't tell her about Jeremy. And Carolyn's like, I told you about that later. Danielle apologizes. She'll make it right. This woman, Danielle's so funny, I think, of how she's trying to handle Carolyn. I think she sees her as like an annoying gnat that she could just yes and, but it's like, you have to deal with her. She is a fellow traitor. Like, you have to have some kind of plan on how to pacify her while you're doing this.
Yeah, I think Danielle, like, what Danielle says at the end of this episode, I think just rings true. She was really not expecting Boston Rob to go after Bob the Drag Queen like he did. And Bob the Drag Queen was her number one. That was her ride or die in that traitor's turret. So once he left, last episode we saw the 1+1=3 math that Danielle did, where she was like, I got to get rid of Boston Rob. And then to do that, I need to get rid of Carolyn, which made us all scratch our heads on that. I don't think Danielle knows, because Carolyn only tells us. Carolyn tells us in her confessionals how much she hates Boston Rob when she first saw him. She's like, that guy, I can't trust him. But to Danielle, they're two Survivor players. To her, now she has two Survivor players and her up in that turret. And even if Carolyn says, yes, I'm with you, or yes to her, like to her face a little bit last episode, she says, you know, yeah, I didn't know Boston Rob was going to do that. I didn't think Carolyn did a good job in that last episode of convincing Danielle that she wasn't with Boston Rob on that move. Mm-hmm. So to Danielle's mind, two of them are against me. I need to get one of them out. And I think she thought the easier target would be Carolyn, which, I mean, again, that makes logical sense, because clearly, you know, Boston Rob had a little bit more sway. But then again, what she didn't know that we knew was that Wes, other people, Derek were already starting on the Boston Rob train. She did not realize that in this last episode. So fast forward to this episode, it is just a mess. Carolyn is asking her, did she say her name? Danielle did not respond in a great way, but then Carolyn's dumb behind thought she was doing it that day, but it was yesterday. It was a mess.
I mean, it doesn't matter. What does a day or yesterday matter? If you say my name, you're getting out. If you're from these game shows, they don't play with you saying the name. So it's not very surprising, but they still have to come up with a murder, these three. So the potentials we have here, and they keep letting Rob just take out whoever he feels like is a danger to him. Danielle says it's because she knows how Rob acts and you just have to pacify him. So the people he comes up with is Ivor Mountbatten. We have Wes here, and we have Bob Harper. And oh my God, I knew already. They didn't focus on Bob when they were talking about it in that turret, but I just knew, and that man got murdered for making sense at that round.
He really did. I was like, one of two things are going to happen. Either Bob just saved himself by saying Rob's name aloud, because maybe Rob won't want the heat, or Rob for sure is going to murder him, because Rob is like, if you say my name, I am getting rid of you in this game in any facet. And he did. And to me, I thought that would set it up for the faithfuls to start to be like, the last thing Bob Harper said was like, devil's advocate, what if it is Rob?
These faithfuls do not retain information past one day. That was yesterday, Quita. It's only the gamers and the traitors who remember beyond one day. So, no. So, we have breakfast, and everyone's throwing out who they think is in danger. But the big thing is Tom. Tom gets to work. He says, I think it's Dolores. No one has time for this. No one has time for this theory. So,
Tom Sandoval running around sweaty and clearly going through it has been a very funny subplot. I'm not going to lie. Only because I have no frame of reference, emotional reference for Scandaval. You know what I'm saying? I don't participate in any of those shows. I know about it. So, and then when I found out that his ex was Ariana Maddox, the new host of Love Island, that was the most I was like, oh no, how you do our Love Island host like that? But other than that, just him running around, nobody listening to him is probably the funniest thing. Some of the second funniest stuff that we're getting this season as well.
Meanwhile, Rob tells Dolores and Ivor after breakfast that he suspects Wes because Wes went after Nikki and Nikki's a faithful. Meanwhile, Derek and Wes discuss going after Boston Rob. Apparently, we finally find out if anyone else heard Bob the drag queen besides Rob. And of course, it is the other gamers. It's Derek and Wes who are aware of it because I think Rob did bring it up to them afterwards. It makes sense that they would work together after that. But now they're talking, and that was mentioned. So I'm happy someone else is considering this. But Wes is hesitant. He said, if you got the votes, I'll pile on. But I'm not leading that charge. Should he have, though?
I mean, he ended up kind of paying the price for it. You know, I think he was like, oh, I'm not going to do that because I don't want Rob to come after me just for Rob to come after him anyway. So I'm
he
like,
he already did. He already did when he was telling Mountain Batten, how would one know 100% that someone's a traitor? You already did. Now you're trying to hide your hand, but even Rob himself already confronted you. And when that happened, shouldn't Wes have already been like, all right, we have to go guns a-blazing. You're aggressive with everyone else but Rob?
My guess is Wes thought that he didn't want to be murdered. I think Wes never considered that he was going to be banished. I think that was the problem. I think he didn't want to get on Rob's bad side to be murdered, knowing that he was a traitor. He did not consider that all these people would turn on him and banish him, which I don't know why. Well, I do know why. Wes has a huge ego. So that's that's why. But like, don't go for the people who are pushing out people who are faithful. Go for the people who get the traitors.
Yeah.
That's they're the ones. I mean, not every time. Of course, not every time. But honestly, the way Boston Rob got rid of Bob the Drag Queen was so blatantly, just blatantly, like, he might as well said, I'm a traitor, you're a traitor, you got to get out. Like, he basically said it. Normally, a good 9 times out of 10, traitors don't lead the charge to push out faithfuls. They normally bandwagon to push out faithfuls. They want to make it look like other people bandwagon pushed out the faithfuls. Traitors, again, 9 times out of 10, want to be seen as the person who pushes out another traitor. So again, that's not like 100%. But it happens a lot. So if you have at least one traitor out, you have to really examine their ousting, especially when it came to Bob's, because the thing that was most, I'm sorry, I'm going back to the last episode, but I think it's very relevant for this episode.
Yeah.
But like the vote being down to Nikki and Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
What traders should do to keep a low key is they just go on that vote for Boston Rob to have derailed that conversation to push back on Bob to guarantee that he's a traitor, and for Bob to be a traitor should have told you that the way that went down that Boston Rob is a traitor.
Because even Sam says, you know, if you make it till tomorrow, then I'm going to be looking at you.
Thank
just
you.
To get to tomorrow and be like, I don't remember anything that happened yesterday. What?
Well,
a mess.
Kudos that like a lot of the gamers are going out like so quickly that these people are being led or whatever. But I just think I'm just here to say that Boston Rob is not playing a great game. These faithful are really bad at their jobs, and they
he's on his last days. He's been
exactly.
Ever since Bob, he has been on the defense, and it shows. So
thank you.
Another relationship all the Big Brother fans should have a sigh of relief because finally Brittany Haynes has a storyline, and we find out that Brittany has two very close allies who are traitors, Carolyn and Danielle. After breakfast, Carolyn asks her, like, Brittany tells Carolyn that she heard that Carolyn said her name. Carolyn immediately knows it's Danielle, but she, like, almost chokes in response to this, and she said, no, I would tell you if I did, which I think is a very interesting defense. And so, and Carolyn tells Brittany, you're my number one. That could, I want to believe it, because it's like, how many people does Carolyn realistically have? But then also, a lot of people in the past episode, we've assumed Danielle hasn't been working with Brittany very much, but some people on Brittany's Patreon has tweeted that actually Danielle and her are working close together. So this is a very interesting triangle, and there's a fight for Brittany Haynes, maybe.
Who is riding for Boston Rob. Like, I think, I'm glad we got more Brittany here, because I feel like she's a lot of people's number ones. That's what I took away from this episode with Brittany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know if I want two traitors, like, checking their stories with me like this. I mean, she doesn't know they're traitors, but then Brittany claims on her Patreon that she was pretty aware that Danielle was probably one. So
this is a perfect place for her, because she's, like, she's not... If you're on the traitor's good side and they don't think you know, then you're going to stick around for a while. Plus, Danielle already, not very wisely, put to the group that if Brittany dies, they're going to, like, look at her. So she's keeping Brittany alive. So Brittany is doing a great job, whatever she's doing, that they're not showing us, that they finally started showing us. Of sticking around. I really truly think, I think she's, like, to me, she's kind of, it's kind of like what happened with Sandra last season. Like, Sandra was not in the first few episodes. We're like, where's Sandra? Then Sandra comes out blasting with that alliance strategy, and I was rooting for her, and then she, her vote getting voted out at that, like, last banishment hurt my heart. So I think Brittany is gonna go deep because of these relationships.
Yeah. We'll see. Quita, do you have any reactions to the wars that we have? We have Tom versus Dolores. I know you're a Bravo girly, so who do you think will win out of that?
I mean, there is no winner to be had between Tom and Dolores. You know, like, this feud is just, like, for entertainment only, because it's like, he's completely wrong. She knows he's wrong. She does not take him serious. No one is taking him serious, and he's just there, you know?
That's the thing. You know, when Dolores was responding to him, she was like, I'm going to let you have the floor, because I'm actually not very worried about your arguments. And that's what everyone was like. If you're not worried, we're not worried. We're moving on.
Precisely. I mean, I think I'm most concerned about this feud between Carolyn and Danielle, because I'm just like, how did we get here when we could have united to get Boston Rob out? Like, how did we miss this? How do we fumble this?
And that's what kills me, because, like, and that's another thing about everybody just, like, really being on Boston Rob. Everybody's like, oh, these traitors are playing so bad. They're playing so bad. If you're watching the traitors reveal videos that Peacock is putting out once people get out and they're revealing the traitors and stuff like that, they revealed the traitors to Nikki. And Nikki was like, wow, Boston Rob is a jackass for being a traitor and then getting out Bob. Because before Boston Rob came, Bob, Carolyn, and Danielle, nobody suspected any of them. Like, literally, they were, like, as messy as it looked like they were playing to us, people were not suspecting them, at least not outright before Boston Rob came in. There might have been some whispers about Danielle's like overacting and stuff. Of course, Dylan had always clocked Bob, but Dylan was fine with playing the back seat for a while. If Boston Rob had to come in and had to freaking swing his dick around because he can't stand playing second fiddle to a drag queen who can read him for filth, then he got them all into this predicament. He got Bob out, breaks the trust amongst the rest of the traitors. Danielle spirals by targeting Carolyn. Carolyn finds out, so Carolyn starts spiraling. Rob is now under fire because of such a stupid and very, very loud move that he did not need to make at that time. So now all three of their names are on the table, and a lot of them are like, we're only, this is episode, what episode?
Six.
Six? Yeah. It's episode six, and all three of the traitors have smoke. Like, this is very much, and there's still 14 people left, I thought they said. That's a lot of people for all y'all names to be on the table. It's very much giving recruit might do better.
I am kind of missing unknowns. Like, people.
7, 8, 9, 10.
And then that does not count the two men, new men that we have.
Derek and Rob.
Yeah. I couldn't there you go. Put a B on Wes. So, yeah. We got a lot of people going on here.
Still too many people for this.
But I kind of love it. I don't know. Maybe we'll have a completely new turret by the end of this season, which would be
we might so have wild. To.
I know.
But they're getting rid of all the people I want to see up there. Well, I don't want Sam in the turret eventually. Or
yo, Sam is so quiet and just hanging by, so I don't know. I don't know what to say. I think he would be a faithful to the end. I just hope Tom doesn't get in that turret. I mean, I don't know. But let's talk about this mission. The mission, there's three shields up for grabs. They have to get a certain amount of explosives to blow up this traitor statue. Now, this was interesting because now we're doing rock, paper, scissors. We can't even work together on who gets the shield, what makes sense. Carolyn, she has just been thinking all day that Danielle has been saying my name. So she immediately grabs the shield. Tom's like, oh, but I looked at it. It was literally children playing a game. And then the rest of the group, Danielle tells her, you know what? You can keep it. Just don't tell anyone. Wes says he knows he needs a shield because Rob likes to get revenge quickly. He knows Rob's game.
He thought he was going to be murdered. See?
Mm-hmm.
He should have gone after him, guns a-blazing. Derek, he finds a shield with his group, but then they're like rock, paper, scissoring. Chrishell wins it. What are we doing here?
I don't know.
And Dylan, apparently the one big skill he has besides sucking up to Boston Rob is he can play rock, paper, scissors really well, so he gets a shield as well. This is nuts. This is nuts that this is what it comes down to.
Yeah. Do you guys watch the UK version?
No.
The UK version is on series 3 right now. They literally just finaled. It's literally the exact same game. Mm-hmm. Like, literally the exact same competitions and stuff. But it's all newbies. And their version of this exact challenge was if they got the traitor enough dynamite for the traitor statue to fall, it extinguished a murder for that night. So So when they did it on the UK version, nobody got murdered that night because of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was way better done because the traitors on the UK version were like, how are we supposed to, like, they were literally trying to sabotage it. It was actually making them have to try and sabotage that mission. And one of the traitors kind of got figured out because they realized she was sabotaging the mission. But it made it, like, higher stakes, and it made it, like, kind of funner. Mm-hmm. Like, this one with the three shields, and what we've been seeing a lot with this version of the traitors is people being so self-interested that they go for the shield and not like the money and stuff. And to me, it just hasn't made, it just made the, it's make, it makes the competitions just not as appealing to me. Yeah. I think I like that more because, like I said, other than that, you're going on, oh, I didn't like your vibe. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So,
everybody did that last season. We had some good competitions that kind of even the score, because remember that competition where they had to go through the woods and they had to answer questions, who's the most quiet out of the group, and things like that. And that started getting people turning, but that also started like the traders being like, oh, I guess I have to speak up more or something. But I think this season they're just, they're playing it safe with the traders for whatever reason.
In the UK, they had comps that are kind of like that. But they made the traders answer it. So they would make it, the traders set up the competition, and they would tell the faithful, like, this is what the traders think about you. So that when the faithfuls answered the questions, they were like, so the traders think I'm this. Who do I think I'm this? And it was kind of like a way to kind of like figure it out. I just think maybe, I don't know if it's because it's a celebrity edition. Again, if we're not going to get the strategy, if we're not going to get puzzles and clues that could possibly point to the traitors, then just give me messy drama. All the teams prioritize a shield. All the teams are like, well, we're not going to tell who has a shield, so we'll all be safe. No, you're not all safe.
Right.
Because we know you all got it. There's at least traders in two groups, like, it's nobody's safe. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and I guess even if you're gonna do it this way, the more interesting thing then will be like who's whispering to each other, then who has which shield, which they showed last season, and they did not do that this season. We still
have just one shield.
We have to look so deeply into the smallest interactions as an audience to figure out who's working together. I guess the Bambis are done. We don't even get a reconciling. Like, they don't. Gabby has to confront Chriselle for what she did. They didn't think there was enough juicy drama there.
I guess not.
Wild to me. After that, back at the castle, now everyone is getting to work. Wes tells Dolores that Tom's spreading her name around. She's unbothered. Derek floats Rob's name to Ivor. We don't even get Ivor really responding when Ivor was the one who was like somewhat sinking in Wes's theory. What is happening with Ivor?
These contestants get lobotomies at night. Like, they completely just forget what they said the day before, like you guys said.
Right. Like, Derek said to him, what was the name you said last night? And he's like, I said a name? What name? I'm like, sir!
They're not in it. They're not in it. They're like, okay, I guess I made a new check for reaching this part of the game. Sure. Wes then tells Brittany, Ivor, and Sam, which those, Ivor and Sam, they're barely in this game, so, but Brittany tell, or no, 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 Wes tells Brittany, Ivor, and Sam that things are heading towards Rob at the round table. Brittany starts getting suspicious of Wes because of this. She's like, he just wants to control votes. She then questions Derek, are you going after Rob? He's like, no. And then Chriselle warns Rob in front of Danielle. Give me the scene where Chriselle got turned from the Bambis to being a Boston Rob supporter, please.
Last week when she went to Boston Rob and said, I think it was Nikki, but the moment that it wasn't Nikki, and you, like, you should have turned back, but she hasn't. But what I'm thinking. That's the only thing I can explain. Like, I don't know. Like, but this is what Boston Rob wanted. And this is the reason why he got Bob the drag queen out, because Bob was controlling the Bambis. What we know, or from what I understand, the Bambis were with him, and it was really hard to get them to turn on Bob. And I can't even remember what the vote count was, but I can't even remember.
Differently though.
Yeah, they all voted differently in that vote. Yeah. So like, with Bob gone, Rob wrestled control of the Bambis. He got one of them out, and now the other two are, like, following him, or at least Chriselle is following him. Like you said, we're not Chriselle really is. Sure. Yeah, we're not. I'm not really sure where Gabby is in all of this.
Gabby, I forgot ended up what her vote was. For Rob, so they're okay. Not even on the okay. Same side.
Yeah,
they, I guess Nikki they was... broke up. If a bisexual and a lesbian broke up, show it to me. That's why I'm here.
You're like, I need to see the argument.
What are we doing here of just not showing the work? I'm so disappointed.
Well, I could definitely see that Nikki was probably the glue that held them together, and Chriselle mm-hmm. was the one who turned on Nikki. Nikki and Gabby, from what I understand, from what I think, had a kind of pre-existing relationship just because Gabby was on Dancing with the Stars mm-hmm. And Nikki's ex-husband was on Dancing at the, mm-hmm. with the Stars and then Gabby went on tour, so I'm pretty sure that Gabby and Nikki have met like tangentially mm-hmm. and then when they met again, you could tell they instantly clicked. I'm so mad we don't get to see them anymore, but they were the click, and then Chriselle was kind of there too.
Yeah.
So getting rid of Nikki, I just think really just completely blew them up. But we don't know, because Peacock's not going to show us.
That explains a lot, actually, because I thought they were on all equal footing. But if two of these people have a pre-existing relationship, yeah, Chriselle's going to be wondering to find her for sure number one. If mm-hmm. Honestly, Chriselle would have been so much stronger, and this is if she was a gamer girly. She would have mm-hmm. taken out Nikki probably to pull Gabby in closer. Instead, mm-hmm. they're dispersed. We lost mm-hmm. our votes, even though you guys weren't a voting block, which is so crazy to be an alliance and not vote together. Now,
this is why nobody takes them seriously.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. At the end, let's get to the round table. This round table was chaotic. Everyone's self-interested, which I think makes for a very interesting season. But, like, because they're all self-interested, everyone's like, no, that doesn't matter. This matters. This matters. Now, kicking off, basically, Dolores is like, Tom, tell me why you did this. Derek shuts it down. He's like, we got limited amount of time. Dolores cows to him. She's like, okay, that's fine. It's like Dolores has not stood up for anything around these men the whole time. You could tell what Real Housewives city she's from. Now, Derek brings up how Rob successfully got Bob the drag queen. Bob left, voting out Rob over Nikki, even though most of the votes were going that way. Mm-hmm. Rob reminds them that Bob said everything was a lie. So he's like, we can't use anything that Bob has ever said, because that one time Bob said, actually, everything I said was a lie. Come on now. Rob said that he thinks he's in danger because it was him or Ivor, because we're obviously faithfuls.
I did not know where he was going with that Ivor talk. Did y'all? I was like,
Think he's literally trying to align himself with Ivor, because no one's suspecting Ivor. He's like, we're just such obvious faithfuls. And it's like, Rob, you're Boston Rob. You have a nickname. We don't know Ivor.
Yeah.
Some people are still saying Ivan. But he's really trying. He's fighting for his life. Derek.
And he did a good job. I will give him that.
I guess, but that's just like.
But he shouldn't be in this position. He would not be in this position if he hadn't have came out mm-hmm. with
that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So,
you did a good job of digging yourself out of that grave that you dug. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Now, last thing that Derek says. Derek thinks he's left in the game to be a target. Rob asks, who's smart enough? You know, who's smart enough to frame me? And we go over to Wes. All right. This was so much. These two are insufferable. He says that Wes said Danielle, Dolores, and Carolyn's name at one point. So he's just like, all y'all should be going after him. Wes reminds people about Bob the drag queen accusing the new guys of being a traitor. Why don't you and Derek, I guess they don't want to focus on that because that then can backfire, but it's like he said that and then he went after Bob. Like, this is you. I think so many of these people at this round table cannot actually take in that much information. Derek was literally building a case like a cop would, and most of these people are like, what are we going to eat after this? What? You have to focus on one point because they are a one track. They are single issue voters. We just had an election, people.
And I will never forgive these people, these editors and these producers for making me be on the side of 12. I was like,
truly,
oh my God. What fresh hell is this? Like,
one thing we have to learn about swaying votes is that people actually don't want a lot of facts. They want it simple as hell. And these people did not make it simple because Derek was making sense and they couldn't follow it. So he says Bob was taken out because of that. Rob says, that's a lie. That's like all he has to say to it. And it's like, if you notice If you notice that, but no one's following. What did you think, Quina, as Derek was building his case?
I was just like, yes, this is our time. This is our moment. And then to start to see how people were reacting to Rob's case against Wes, I was just like, y'all, what's not clicking? What's not clicking?
Especially since Rob was literally talking about himself. Everything he said, he said it and then put it on Wes. I was like, you literally did all of that. Did y'all not see this?
Now, Gabby accuses Wes of wanting control. Chriselle calls Wes aggressive for constantly asking people for names. Wes owns that. He then gets shady. He gives a shady threat, and that backfires. Sir, you said I will take on 5 people, but it's a vote for banishment. So why are you in the 10th inning offending the voter base?
It's the ego. It's like, sir, all you had to say is if you vote for me, you're going to regret it. Because that would also maybe jog their memory that Nikki said the same thing the night before and she was a faithful. But no, he's like, oh, I'm going to have my eye on you. Sir, what? Like, what does that mean in the context of this game?
And you're again, faithful. I am mad. Because I hate Wes. I dislike this man across so many shows. He has ruined so many shows for me. And I couldn't even enjoy him getting voted out. Because I wanted Boston Rob out more.
This is the circle of hell that we're in.
While rooting for Derek. What the fuck?
What is this?
Why? Get the camera off these white men.
This was not the plan. Now, the girlies have to take the floor, okay? Because we cannot forget that they have interest too. So, after basically all day, Carolyn is trumping up charges on Danielle, we finally have it all come to head. Carolyn confronts Danielle for throwing her name out. Brittany, she owns up to it. She didn't say her name, but she's like, look, all right, I told Carolyn about you saying her name. Carolyn says Danielle is causing chaos, which she is. Jeremy also warned Carolyn about Danielle before he was murdered. I feel like there, again, great point. Too much has happened. Derek had a full mountain of evidence that they're still probably considering. And honestly, because they're men, they're probably considering it much more seriously. And honestly, I don't know how many allies Carolyn has for them to even really care. that Danielle was doing this.
Yeah. She really miscalculated the weight of that. Like, I'm just like, you see people like Wes and Derek are making a case against Boston Rob. Like, you're gonna need those guys' numbers to take out someone like Boston Rob, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, girl, strike while the iron's hot and you and Danielle can deal with each other later. Yeah. But like, in this moment where essentially a battle between Boston Rob and Wes, why are you using this round table as the moment that you're gonna go after Danielle? Well, she already told you she said your name. Like, mm-hmm. you knew that. Like, mm-hmm. girl, wait.
No one can wait. No one can wait. So, and I think maybe to empathize with Carolyn, it's probably like Danielle has been working. So what would, maybe Danielle will say it. So maybe she needs to say it first as a defense. Everyone's acted up, but it's just, and she started before her on this betrayal. So she's like, look, I need to clear my name and say something back. But no, it doesn't go anywhere. So we have a vote, and I think it's very interesting to look at who voted for who, possibly for next round table, even though, mm-hmm. again, they have goldfish memories. Will they vote together again? I don't know. But Wes, he gets Dylan's vote, which, by the way, we have some voter suppression.
Voter tampering,
because who was it at the end of that round table that was trying? I think it was Derek.
Yeah, it was Derek. And then Brittany.
Brittany, yeah.
Which Derek's like, we need to go for my guy, Rob. And Dylan's like, and Brittany all of a sudden, she's like, Dylan, no. Like, he's a child.
Like, what are we doing here?
And my thing was like, Brittany, what does it matter? Like, take Rob out, right. whether he is a faithful or not. Just take him out because he's annoying. Like, why are we, what are we doing?
But I truly think Wes was way more annoying.
Truly. And I mean, clearly.
Clearly. And honestly, any other day, I can see this. Like, I would have been like, sure, fine. But you need to get Boston Rob out. Like,
yeah. Oh my God. So, yeah, Dylan voted Sam, Ivor, Rob, Chriselle, and Sierra voted Wes. Rob, oh, we were so close. We almost had a tie. Derek goes for Rob. Danielle joins, which I think Danielle had the vision. She had the vision. Because I didn't write down where Carolyn went.
Danielle.
It was Danielle.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, okay, guys.
Because it was, say it one more time, it was Dolores and Carolyn that voted. Like, randomly, right?
They were both mm-hmm. bad voters, because Dolores mm-hmm. still stuck on Tom's semi-name, even though you saw no one cared. Mm-hmm. So, you still went with Tom? Nah, you have to go with where the votes are.
When she put Tom, I was like, oh, girl. Like, I was like, come on, man. It is too late in the game for y'all to be doing these random votes.
Right. I was like, Tom's a better voter than Dolores? Dolores is a write-in voter. Well, Tom saw where the numbers was and was like, I'm sticking in this primary. I'm going wrong. Where are we right now?
And with Carolyn, I'm just like, all Carolyn needed to do is wait and see if anyone floated her name at the round table, because she should have realized the people that Danielle even went to came to her.
Came to you.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, you have the numbers. No one is looking at you. So you're just like causing this disturbance at a round table when y'all had a clear opportunity to go after Rob.
Ridiculous.
We could have, and this is probably why Danielle will probably not let up on her suspicions of Carolyn either, because it's like, you saw we had a chance, at least one of them, you're going on about, I want to murder both of you. But when it's time, you still looking at my black self? Mm-hmm. When everyone's mm-hmm. jumping over at Rob?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So, now, I started transcribing, because I'm a writer. This is what I do when these reality TV gig talking. But Wes went on too long with his. But the beginning was pretty good. I'm one of the greatest reality competition players of all time. Quantitatively, I'm better than everyone here. How you win these shows is you are aggressive and you play hard. I want nothing more than to come out here and be a traitor because I don't care about any of you. You are all chess pieces on a board. I stopped there. I was like, okay. And he just kept going, but he's a faithful, so.
Yeah. I'm like, and that's exactly why you got banished. That's exactly why.
People have to like you.
Yeah. Honestly, that and that's what I'm saying. That's this. It's all this comes down to. It's vibes. Can we please just play on full vibes? I'm good. Like, full no. Vibes. Let's have no. Everybody's like, oh, can we just get Big Brother and Survivor people because they know how to play? How about next season? Absolutely no Big Brother or Survivor people.
None of them.
Let's get all drag queens. Let's get housewives. Let's get the Selling Sunset people. Bring back who we missed. There was a franchise that's not here this
summer. Time. Oh.
No, Summer
that's not here this time, but was here last time. Not a Dancing with the Star because Max.
They should have had Love Island USA people.
Yes.
I'm still beefing over that.
Let's go. Where's Serena? Where's Leah? Where's Janae? Like, let's go. No Big Brother, no Survivor people, all vibes. Let's do it.
PPG would have never done.
Never. Would have with the Bambi? Never.
Oh, PPG.
Are you kidding me?
I need it.
Oh
I need it.
Would never.
PPG and Traders 4. I need it.
I need it bad. We did get a little bit of after this round table. Brittany pulls Derek. She's like, I gotta yell at you. He's like, all right, let's do this. I don't know. Were you even rooting for anyone in Brittany versus Derek? I'm sorry, but I had to lean towards Derek just knowing that Rob's a traitor.
I really thought she was going to be like, I'm so sorry, da 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 da. She was like, she's mad. I'm like, I'm still, I didn't even follow her logic because I'm like, woman, you voted out a faithful.
Yeah. I have nothing to answer for. You do you, though. And she was like, no, this is man logic. I was like, now you're making me side with a man. And I need you to calm it down. So she calls him out for lying about attacking Rob. And he's like, yeah, because you know what? You also could be a traitor. And she was like appalled. She was like, me? It's like, yeah, you have to think about how other people are thinking. Everyone in this situation is either a faithful or a traitor. Everything's a possibility. So why do you think you get off scot-free?
And I hate that he brought so much logic to that. He's like, I didn't tell you because all of a sudden you're Rob's number one defender. He's like, I don't even see you speak to Rob. Why are all of a sudden you Rob's number one defender unless you're a traitor with him? He's like, you're supposed to be my number one. Yeah, you voted with him. I was like, ah! Double homicide.
It's like he was making too much sense again. Instead of Brittany being like, wait a second, you're right. Yeah. And I just voted out a faithful. Maybe you are making sense. She's like, I'm mad at you because you're mad at me and you lied to me. Yeah. I'm sorry, what, Brittany? You were sipping the Rob Kool-Aid and he could pick it up off of you. You came in hot. Like,
yeah.
I have a question for you. Are you gunning for Boston Rob? Of course the man gunning for Boston Rob is not going to say he's gunning for Boston Rob with that energy. Like, you might as well be Rob.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ooh, so goofy. Brittany says she believed Wes was a traitor. Derek says she can be a traitor, and she tried to influence Dylan's vote. He asks, why would she, protect the man she just met?
Like you said, like, why was she trying to so hard to sway this vote? I would have thought so, too. I would have been sadly right there with Derek. Like, you and Wes are in this together. I mean, you and Boston Rob are in this together, clearly.
I am so curious also if she ever tried to influence a vote before, because it's like, that was wild. That at the energy at that round table, I liked it.
For the tour, I was like, I think Derek just orchestrated it, just clock tea, because Derek tells Dylan, like, you should have voted with me. I'm pretty sure it's Boston Rob. And he said, I'm going to die tonight. And Boston Rob is going to be like, oh, look, somebody's going to try to frame me. And honestly, I think that's exactly what's going to happen.
Okay. Yeah. I hope he told everyone who voted for him. So remembering Derek, Danielle, Gabby, Tom, but Tom's just and then Wes. So we have to, Danielle's going to keep going, Rob, hopefully. Derek murdered, so that leaves Gabby and Tom. I think Rob's going to make it through further.
Probably.
Because now we're just left with Gabby, Tom, and Danielle. Is Derek gone? Oh, this is down bad. Down bad.
Yeah. I mean, but maybe the slate will be wiped clean and they'll...
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe we'll see. So after the awkward silence, Danielle said, oh, Carolyn did bring up Brittany's name, but it was for murder.
That was very awkward.
Yeah, because Carolyn's like, what am I supposed to say to that? Like, oh, no, but it was for murder. Like, what are we doing? But then I like Danielle's gaslighting, because she does the same thing when she confronts Rob of like, why did you go after Bob? He was my number one. He's like, he said my name. She was like, no, he didn't.
He didn't.
He said the new guys. But then
he didn't say Rob's name.
But then that undercuts Danielle's own argument to Carolyn of like, you did say her name for murder. It's like, what? Everyone's making up their own rules. They're trying to like build their case. It's so apparent. So yeah, Carolyn flat out turns to Rob and says, we have to go out, Danielle. What are we supposed to do right now? Mm-hmm. You can't murder her.
I have never seen open warfare like
open.
in the tour.
I mean, was it Australia season one came kind of close, but it was just like, it was more passive aggressive. It was like way more passive aggressive. It was like, you kind of came after me.
Yeah.
But it's cool. We'll squash it. Like they're literally like, no, we're going to go after you next. Like,
yeah.
What?
I remember passive aggression in like season one and stuff. Like, Cherie's very good at being like, it's passive. I forget about that. These people are not good at that at all. Carolyn's just direct. Danielle, she does try to give the airs of like, oh, I'm sorry, we'll move past it, but then she just goes back doing what she do. So
I'm my flabbers are gassed. I have no idea like what, and even Rob sitting there like, oh, what are y'all doing? This is your fault. I'm here to remind everybody, this is your fault, boss and Rob. This
but
is
do
all
you think
on you.
He's mad? Do you think he's actually upset at how like not together they are?
No, he's upset that he almost went home that night. Right. Like, that's what he's really mad at.
Yeah, because he was like, oh my God. When he said in his confessionals, these traitors didn't defend me at the round table, why would we?
Why would
Carolyn should have voted you out.
She should have.
So mad at Carolyn. I'm so mad at her because you saw.
Because this is just like, can we, I don't even want to be like, can we start over and get new traders? I want my original traders. I want the traders that were working as a team before Boston Rob walked his backward ass cap in that damn turret. Like, I'm so mad. Like, this season was for the girls and the gays specifically. Mm-hmm. And then they brought those men in here and just torpedoed it. I'm upset.
And I just have to lift up and say, this has been my soapbox. I feel like Bob the drag queen set this in motion when they constantly kept taking out housewives. And I'm like, we could have, got out some of these men, because yes, now you've gotten rid of all of these housewives, and now Wes and Derek and Boss and Rob are getting so much camera time, and that's
but they're I'm the new ones. They were an option until very recently, and then yeah, Bob did start working on it, that's but true. He did it out in the open like a dummy.
And yeah, yeah.
Ugh. But it's true. He did get rid of all those housewives. They could have been a voting block, but yeah, this is a mess. I think it's a little bit fun though.
To be quite honest, I mean, other than the men, like, cause the men, when the men came in, they were immune. Mm-hmm. And then I think after they were immune, wasn't it like the very next night, it was the coffin game, like something like that. Mm. So it was only the three people. Then after the coffin game, Bob was gone. So it was like, yeah, he just didn't get around to getting those men out, unfortunately. And it was them having to take out Jeremy in the coffin game because of him mm-hmm. clocking Danielle that game. Right. That's what I they should have taken out Derek there. They should have taken out yeah. Derek. But then again, also, you know what, too? The shields, remember? Like,
yeah,
so many people got shields in that Hill one, and then most of it was right. those yeah. men.
It was.
A lot of this game, they've been immune. So, like, yeah, and then, like, I agree, Bob shouldn't have taken out the housewives. I think he specifically shouldn't have taken out, they shouldn't have taken out Dorinda first because she was being so loud and being a really yes. great production. Mm-hmm. But after that, it did make sense because we find out that Bob, Danielle, and them have stronger ties with, like, the Bambis yeah. than they did with the Housewives. They yeah. didn't have strong ties with the Housewives, so you yeah. kind of go that way. So it's just, like, right. it's just been a rough boot order. It's been such yeah. a rough boot order. Yeah.
I will say, we do have to mention, there is one Black woman who's winning out all this. At the top of the episode, they said, well, we can't kill Sierra, and Dolores, yeah. I guess, is now safe. So, there Look we at go. That. So, at the end of every recap, here at Black by Reality, we have a beautiful Black moment. What's does anyone want to jump in for their choice?
I mean, Sierra, like, not getting voted out, and her face when Wes threatened him, she was like...
Yeah, they were not going to rock with that. Like, he missed that.
I mean, I think it was, this is low-key kind of chaotic, but Danielle looking Carolyn in her face and being like, well, you did mention her name here for murder. I'm like, now, girl. Now,
that was very
Danielle.
Like, down the barrel.
Just like... fully committed. You know what? Daniel I'm going to just so go for it.
She reminds me of so many women in my family. It is amazing. Because I'm not going to lie, my mom would have done that exact same
yeah.
thing. That I really hate Boston Rob. I need to get Carolyn out. And like, she says stuff like that all the time. I'm like, Mom, that makes absolutely no sense.
I love her. I am going to pick for beautiful Black moment. Danielle still voting the way she took her shot at Rob. That's what yeah. I can say at the end of the day. She peeped yeah. game and she was like, I said I wanted to go for Rob, so I'm gonna take this moment because mm-hmm. I meant what I said and I'm not gonna get distracted by Carolyn's antics. Mm-hmm. What is the chaotic bye moment of the episode?
Hands down, Carolyn going for Danielle at the turret for me, or like at the round table for me. Cause I was just okay. like, girl, I see where you're going. Like, I see that you're like, Danielle, you said my name one too many times. But I'm just like, Carolyn, read the room. Read the mm-hmm. room. Like, this is not the time for that. Like, let's just get Boston Rob out. Cause what? But no. Yeah. No. Gotta go for Danielle.
For me, it's Gabby reading the room perfectly in that large cable knit pink sweater. Like, I was trying to focus on her talking, but I was like, this sweater, what is this? Like, I was like, I was just astounded by the sweater. Look at it.
Oh, it's so fluffy and good. She looks so comfy.
Yeah. I love Gabby so much. Oh my God. I've loved her on The Bachelor and Bachelorette. She is thriving on this show. Like, I love her so much. Give her her own show, please.
I wish we had more of her after this whole thing. Like, she's hidden. My chaotic bi moment will probably be Carolyn just flat out turning to Rob and being like, we need to go after her in front of her. Like, okay, now you're just mad. Now you're not even thinking at this moment. So, okay, but you said what you said. You said what you said. We'll see what we see next episode. Oh my gosh, Mari, where can people follow you? What you up to lately?
You can follow me over on Blue Sky at Mari Talks Too Much. That's too like the number two. I'm not on the other place. I'm not. I'm donezo. I deactivated a minute ago. So if you want to find me, I'm in the good place so far. I'm at Blue Sky. So you can follow me there. I'm also on Recap Kickback every week. Me and Chappelle talk about whatever the hell we want to. We just released our review of One of Them Days. Keke Palmer and SZA. Amazing movie. Just amazing. Go watch us talk about that over on youtube.com/@recapkickback. Or you can go to recapkickback.com to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We also, the week before, I did my top 10 favorite TV shows that shaped me. Yeah, it was a very fun episode. Definitely go check that out if you want to know a little bit more about my background and where I come from. And then over on Crime Scene, me and Sarah Carradine, we review true crime documentaries and docuseries. And we rate them. Nicole has been on once or twice, right? Twice? Yes. Very fun. We got to get you back on. So not too long ago, we did the Scam Goddess episode over on Freeform. Nice. The Scam Goddess. Yo, that show, that is so good. Oh, my God.
I'm so happy for Lacey.
I love
Lacey.
Like,
I'm a fan of the podcast.
Me too. I'm a huge Scam Goddess podcast fan. And as soon as the show dropped, we reviewed it. And the show is 10 out of 10. Like, 10 out of 10. Lacey Mosley is so good as a true crime host. She's stunning, gorgeous, beautiful as well. So it's, I love that. That was the last one we were on. Sarah and Amanda did an update on our family. I was recovering from laryngitis. So Dr. Amanda Rabino stepped in for me, and they talked about a docuseries about a vlogging family that adopted a little boy from China. They did a transracial international adoption, and then they ended up giving him up, and it caused an uproar on the internet. So it was a very good series all about the pitfalls of family vlogging and stuff like that. It's on Max. It's 3 episodes. We reviewed it. They reviewed it. Go check it out. Over on crimescenepod.com. That's crime, S-E-E-N, pod.com. If you go there, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Or you subscribe on Apple, Spotify. We don't do video podcasts, but very fun. I'm doing Married at First Sight coverage with Jason and Asia. I'm popping in and out for season 18 of Married at First Sight. And this season of Married at First Sight has been crazy. Like,
really?
Oh my gosh. Like, the drama. That's at the Love at First Sight feed over on robhasawebsite.com/loveatfirstsightfeed or weknowrealitytv.com. Other than that, that's where you can find me. The wrestling is coming back with a rebrand. So if you keep your eye over on the Recap Kickback channel, then you'll find me and Matt Scott talking about wrestling.
How about you, Quita?
Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram @hello_Quita.
Nice. And I'm your host, Nicole Weaver. We are going to continue our recaps of The Traitors. So please subscribe, stay tuned, comment. I'm enjoying your comments even when you're mad at us. And oh. Some people were a little upset about our takes on Rob, and that's okay. That's okay. Anyway.
Oh, you're going to hate this one then.
It could definitely be worse. I'm like, all right, I bring up some of the facts that are in Rob's favor, and then that's it.
When I tell you Boston Rob, Wes, and Derek are my literal nightmares,
they are the reality three team. Of the four horsemen. I don't know who that horse is.
Johnny Bananas is the fourth one.
Yes, and they took him out first thing. They said, never again. We are slipping them in later. That I was so happy, and he was having tantrums for weeks after that. I did do some shorts about Love is Blind season 8. We will be coming back. Quita has moved over to the Traitors, so do not expect Quita's face for season 8. She done. Tyler Francis broke her. So troll Tyler Francis for the rest of his life because Quita is no longer talking about that show because of him. Anyway, but I may have a new co-host. I will announce it later, but we will be back for Love is Blind. And then Survivor 48 cast. I do, guys, I haven't made anything, but I will because Star and Survivor 48 is exciting to me. Yeah, look her up. Look her up. She looks like I want to be her friend. She is hilarious. And so there's also another black woman. I think her name's like Sequoia or something.
Yeah.
Something. I did a small
glance.
I
kind of scrolled through.
I scrolled real fast and I was like, black and gay, yeah. So I'm very excited about that, and we will eventually come back to talk about that. So yeah, just stay tuned for more. Follow Black Fire Reality on all socials. And other than that, I hope you feel visible and stay visible today. Bye.